I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And like they used to say at the old church, I'm just glad to be in the land of the living just one more time. Good morning, Taylor family. Good morning, Taylor friends. Thank you for those of you who are watching us live on Facebook and YouTube Live. Thank you all for the ones who are here live in our congregation. I want to say welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. And we are streaming live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Reverend Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. And today we would like to start by reading God's word. And I'm going to ask all those who are able to please stand in reverence to God's word. And we will be reading from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 8. And I will be reading from the New International Version, starting in verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Our Father, our God, once again we come before you to say thank you. Thanking you for keeping us through another week, allowing us to gather in the building where your name abides. For your name, Lord Jesus, is the name above every other name we know. And there is power in your name. So we call on your name for strength. We call on your name for healing. We call on your name for peace. And we call on your name for rest. God, everything that you do reveals your glory. Open our eyes so that we are able to see what you are doing. What you're doing in our lives. We cannot comprehend the number of blessings you pour out on us daily. And as we gather today around your name, we pray that you will fill our hearts, fill our minds, and fill our souls. Transform us, Lord, and make us more like you through the finished work of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And at this time, I will turn the service over to our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan E. Ford.
Good morning, and God bless you, Taylor Tabernacle, those here in the sanctuary and upstairs in the overflow. God bless you to those that are joining us, streaming in live, YouTube, Facebook. Grace and peace be unto you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to take advantage of you while you stand. We're going to pray. But before we do, if you want to turn to our text for this morning, that we'll give our attention to will be in the Gospel of St. Mark, the very first chapter. We're going to just look at three verses, verses 40 through 42. This morning we'll be in the New Testament, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 40. We'll look at three verses there. And then we're going to add to the witness, staying in the New Testament, out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 4 through 16. Hey, Lillian, let me take advantage of you. Can you bring up a couple Bibles from in the back there? I appreciate it. Thank you. And I always encourage people to have their own Bible and follow along. That way you can see it's what the Word of God says and not what I am saying. But you can read it and know it for yourself. Again, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 40. I'm going to add to the witness out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and 14. If you're there, you'll find these words, Mark 1:40. It says, "Now a leper came to him." You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to back up. I'm going to back up, and just for context sake, I'm going to start at 38 and come down. 38, but he said to him, he said to them, Jesus speaking to his own disciples, "Let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee and casting out demons. Okay, that's just the end of where we left off last Sunday. Verse 40, "Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus was moved with compassion, stretched out his hands, and he touched him. And he said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and the man was cleansed." Amen. So we're just going to add to the witness. Hebrew 4:14 through 16. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Amen. Isn't it good to know we have a great high priest? Thank God for Jesus. This morning, I just want to take a few minutes and talk from the subject, untouchable. Untouchable. "Now unto him that is able to present us faultless before the Father and the host of angels in heaven, to you, Lord Jesus, we look this morning. We turn our heart, our minds, our attention. We set our gaze on the Holy Mount of God. We give you our attention and our adoration. We love you and we praise you this morning. And we have assembled here in your house and online that we might receive a word from the Lord. And so we ask you now, we implore you now, we kneel down before you now and ask that you would speak into us words of life, words of strength, words of encouragement, words that would lift us up and turn us around and give us a godly purpose, cause us to move forward, not in our own strength, but in the might and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and we ask it now in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary, upstairs in the overflow, at home, in your living room, your dining room, wherever you're joining us this morning. leprosy was a widespread disease in Palestine. Very common. This is apparent not only from the several lepers whom Jesus encountered during his ministry, but also from the plethora of instructions found in the Old Testament, specifically in Leviticus chapters 13 and 14. And I really would encourage you this week, if you would read those chapters, as it would give greater emphasis to what I'm going to preach here today. Leprosy was then, as it is now, a subject of superstition and also fear. Leprosy is a skin disease, and like all skin diseases, it is difficult to diagnose and even more difficult to heal. The dread of its contagion is reflected in the following passage that I just spoke to you out of Leviticus. Chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. The person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes, let his hair be unkept, cover the lower part of his face, and they must cry out, unclean, 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 everywhere they go. As long as he has the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone and must live outside of the camp. This is in your Bible. Lepers were victims of far more than the disease itself. The disease robbed them of their health, and a sentence was imposed on them that consequently robbed them also of their name, their occupation, their family, their friends, any type of meaningful fellowship, and to top it off, they were denied access to the religious worship community. They couldn't go to church even if they wanted to. Lepers were sentenced to a life of loneliness, isolation, and no hope. It was, in a manner of speaking, it was a death sentence. In many regards, men and women who were infected with leprosy were considered and treated as untouchable. Are you with me this morning? They were considered untouchable. Anywhere they went, people left. Anytime people saw them, they would turn their face from them. They dare not touch anything that a leper had previously touched for fear of becoming contaminated and infected themselves. Not only could they not go to the church, but if they did encounter a rabbi, the rabbi would not speak to them. Because they were considered ceremonially unclean. The rabbi wouldn't touch them for fear if they touched them, they would be unclean and therefore could not perform the rites required of them as a Levite or a priest. Are you following what I'm saying? Turn our attention to the text. Jesus is on this preaching tour, leaves Capernaum and begins to travel throughout all of Galilee, preaching the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. And while preaching, and this tour took many weeks, many months in its duration, and during the course of that time, Mark notes for us that one particular day, a leper approached Jesus. That leper must not have heard or read what was in Leviticus 13. He was not invited to come and approach anybody. And if anybody were to approach him, he was to yell out, "Unclean, unclean." Look at the audacity of this guy. He's going against every social norm, every religious procedure by approaching the man of God. This is in your Bible. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Now I'm emphasizing this leper and leprosy because this is the leap I need you to make in this sermon to understand it. Although none of us are lepers or are experiencing leprosy, which causes people to be treated as untouchable, are you with me? So although we are not lepers, we all know what it's like to be unclean. We all know what it's like to be treated as untouchable, treated as being different, treated as being outside of the camp. If you make that leap, you got the message. But if you look at this leper and see them as someone separate or different than you, you'll miss the whole message. Let me make it plain. You and I are also lepers. There it is. That's the sermon. If you make that connection, I can end right now. We can be home by 10:30. You got to make that leap though. Are you with me? Let me give you the witness. Jeremiah 2:22 says this: "For though you wash yourselves with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God." Watch this. You may not have a skin disease, but we all have a sin. I wish I had a real church. A real church, say, "Pastor, I got it." Yep, I got it. This is my sermon. I came on the right Sunday. I'm the leper. I got the right message. Here it is. So he comes to him. Isn't it funny how we have a tendency to go to everybody else but Jesus? We'll go to our family. We'll consult our friends. We'll dialogue with our coworkers, share our private moments with our neighbors, and fail to tell Jesus. We used to sing a song in the old church, Aaron, you and Marcy. We used to sing a song that says, "I must tell Jesus. I got to get it out of me. And the only one that can handle my burden is I must. Jesus alone." Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." He says, "And I will give you rest." So he comes to Jesus. And while this guy is breaking all of the rules I like how he approaches Jesus. Because this guy gives us the correct way to approach the Most High God. Read what the text says. He comes to him imploring him. Depending on the translation you might have, it might say begging him. So he comes begging him and he comes kneeling down before him. To simply put it, this guy came with a significant amount of humility. He said, look, I know I'm breaking the rules. So he comes begging. Not only does he come begging, he kneels down. I refuse to look him in his eye. Get down. Lord, Lord, if you will, are you with me? 1 Peter 5:6 says it there this way. Therefore, humble yourself upon the mighty hand of God. And in due season, God will lift you up. So not only does he have the right approach, he has the right action. What he does after begging and after kneeling, the text says, he said to Jesus, if you are willing. If I'm going to encourage you in one point in this sermon, let me encourage you in this. Remember to speak to your God. You don't get anything else out of this. Always remember that we serve a speaking God. Gone are the days of silent prayers. Gone are the days I'm just praying in my mind. No, we serve a speaking God. Everything that you behold in nature, everything that you've seen built outside of the hand of man has been built not by the hand of God, but by the voice. He spoke it and caused it to come to pass. And if you're going to be like your father, you got to learn to talk like your daddy. You want something from God, you got to talk to him. You got to bring it to him and tell it like it is. This guy told Jesus like it is. He said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. His speech, what he said to Jesus, was an indication of his faith. He said, no, not going to the rabbis. They don't want me there anyway. No, I've already tried family, friends, and co-workers, and they all consider me untouchable. But you, Jesus, I've never seen you do it, but I believe you can cleanse me of this leprosy. This is great faith on display, in action, that I believe you can do it. Jeremiah 32:20 says, behold, I am the Lord your God, and I am the God of all flesh. And is there anything too hard for God? I wish I had a real church. Here it is, verse 41. It says, Jesus looked at him, and he was moved with compassion. That means he empathized with him. Let me say it another way. This is why I needed you to make this leap. He felt the way the leper felt. That's what it means to have compassion. That's what it means to empathize. That means he put himself in the leper's situation. We have a high priest, right? Aren't you glad that we have a high priest? And the way the Hebrew writer writes it, he uses a double negative. We have a high priest who can not be touched, right? Let me go ahead and get it again. I want to say this right, because a lot of people get it and they don't get it. Here it is. It says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched, right? If you, in your English class, if you remember Mrs. Williams or Miss Hattie, whoever you had for English, they always told you never use a double negative, right? Because when you use a double negative, they do what? They cancel each other out. All right, I need more sixth graders here. y'all done forgot. All my kids, if they were here, they'd tell me, yeah, it's double negative. So if you read it in that light, it does not say we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched. It says this, we have a high priest who what? Can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Are you with me on that? He can be touched. And so Jesus, being moved with compassion, Lamentations 3:22 says this, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Am I right about it? And because of his compassions, which fail not, but in fact they are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. So he's moved with compassion. And he does something that is unthinkable. He does something that is unimaginable. I told you who this guy is. He's untouchable. Nobody looks at him. Nobody speaks to him. Nobody walks next to him. And above all, nobody even dares think about touching the leper. Now, I told you to look at the audacity of the leper coming to Jesus. Why not look at the audacity of Jesus as he engages the leper? The leper does the unthinkable by even approaching Jesus. Jesus does something even more unimaginable by stretching out his hands. I wish I had a real church. That's the sermon there. Look at somebody and say, he touched me. Just so my good friend Marcy Abrams doesn't outdo me. Shackled by heavy burdens, beneath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and I am no longer the same. Why? What? Because he touched me. Oh my goodness. He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Why? Because something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. Y'all let Marcy know. Somebody else can sing the old songs too. Look at somebody and say, he touched me. And if that wasn't enough, then he spoke to him. He not only touches him, now he engages in audible conversation. And he said to him, I am willing. Be thou cleansed. I just want to tell you, if you ever speak to God, I promise you he will speak back. He will speak back. Look at somebody and say, he will speak back. If you speak to God, if you open your mouth unto God,
If you give him audible praise, audible adoration, audible thanksgiving, God has a way. He will speak back. He will speak back. And this is, here you go. Let me help you with it. Here you go. If you just ask the Savior to help you. I'm waxing eloquent this morning. I'm bringing all the old songs. You just ask the Savior to help, to comfort, strength, and to heal you. Here it is. Jesus is willing. He's willing to aid you. Jesus will carry. He'll carry you. God, I wish I had a real church this Sunday. Lord, help me. Here it is, verse 42, and we finish with it. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed, washed, and made whole. John 15:3 says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Look at somebody and say, I'm already clean. 1 John 1:7 says this, but if we walk in the light, even as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses all of us from all iniquity. I wish, look, I got an Old Testament witness. Ezekiel 36:27. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be made clean. I will cleanse you from all of your filthiness and from all of your idols. Look at somebody and say, I'm clean. Here it is. I'm finished. The leper was considered untouchable. He met a Savior who did the unthinkable. That Savior performed a miracle that was undeniable. And like the leper, we too suffer not from a skin disease, but from a sin disease. And like the leper, we too are considered untouchable because of the curse of sin. But one day, we too met a Savior who did the unthinkable. And he performed a miracle that to this day is undeniable. He washed and he cleansed us from our sins. And Jesus Christ has made us whole. I too was untouchable. I too was unclean. I was untouchable. I was unlovable. I was unforgivable. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory by Christ. And today, I am no longer untouchable. Why? Because a man called Jesus reached out his hands and touched me. He touched my broken places. He touched my hurting places. He touched places, not the stuff you see and you know. But he touched the places nobody sees. Nobody knows. He touched places I've never told anybody about. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. I'm with the songwriter that said, he touched me. And he made me whole. If you're tuning in this Sunday And you know what it's like to be a leper. You know what it's like to be considered untouchable, unlovable, unlikable. You go to the doctor and they tell you that you're untreatable. What in the world am I to do? I just gave you the message. We serve a God who can be touched by the feelings of your infirmities. Jesus said, I'll trade places with you. I'll lift you up and I'll take your place and I'll come down and I'll carry and I'll bear your burdens so that you can be set free, washed, cleansed, and make whole. Why? Because he touched me. And I'm no longer considered untouchable. Now I can come into the worship experience. Now I can come into meaningful contact. Now I can have meaningful fellowship. Now I can have meaningful relationship. Why? Because Christ touched me. If you're tuning in this Sunday morning, and you know what it's like to be untouchable. You've been affected. Something done to you. Something done by you. The world has labeled you untouchable. I'm here to tell you that there is a God who can and is willing to touch. Watch this. Not the good places. Not the shining places. Not the stuff we clean up and we show everybody. No. He's willing to touch the dirty areas. The mucky areas. The stuff you don't, watch this. Not only do you not talk about it, you don't even pray about it. That's how deep down it is. That's how scared of it you are. I don't tell nobody. Today I know that I can tell Jesus. Not only can I tell him, I can know that he's willing to touch me. He's willing to speak to me my issues, my needs, my concern, my pain, my problems, my unique circumstance. Why won't you reach your hand out to him today? Why don't you become a leper to Jesus? Come to him. Just ask him, Lord, if you're willing. I've been carried, this guy carried this leprosy all of his life. Just like many of you are carrying that weight and burden. For many of you, all of your lives. Today you have a chance. Today you can come now. Here. While the presence of the Lord is in this place. And say, here I am, Lord. I'm reaching my hand to you. I just want you to touch me. I want you to heal me. I want you to wash me. I want you to cleanse me from all of my sin. So that I can come in relationship with you. So I can come into oneness with both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you're with me this morning, and your heart is responding to today's message, and you would like to give your life to Christ here, today, this moment, this hour, why not repeat after me? Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a spiritual leper. I'm untouchable. I'm unclean. I'm unholy. But I heard your word. Yeah, somebody got the word out, and I heard it today, that I can be made clean. I can be made whole. Just pray this prayer and say, Lord, touch me. That's what I want. That's why I'm on the broadcast. That's why I'm streaming on faith. That's why I'm coming in over YouTube. That's why I drove there. I need the Lord. Would you please touch me? Would you please get rid of all this pain? Get rid of all of my sin. Pray this prayer, Lord, make me whole. I trust you. I believe in you. And by faith, I will confess your name. And I'll just tell the world that he touched me and he made me whole. Come on, everybody everywhere, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you're glad that he touched you, give him a hand clap of praise. Come on, let's show our thanks to God. Come on, let's show the healer, the miracle worker. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for one day touching me. Thank you for one day healing me. Thank you for one day washing me. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you for your great sacrifice. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. In all things, give thanks unto God. You're with us today, and you, like a leper, have been forced to worship outside of the camp. No church fellowship, no church home, no church or spiritual connection. This Sunday morning, I invite you to join with us. I invite you to come on inside the camp. Come back into the house of God. Come and dwell among the people of God. Come worship with the believers of God. Make a connection. Join us today. If you're online already, just go to our website. Go to our contact page. Just check the box. I would like to learn more to join your church. It's right there. When you do it, fill out the form. Give us your name. Give us your cell phone number. Give us your email address. Somebody from our ministry will be in contact with you in just a few days. And all they're going to do is say, welcome. Welcome back to the house. Welcome back into the community of faith. Welcome into the family of the Lord Most High. God bless you, Taylor. Thank you for your great faithfulness. Thank you for your attention. May the word of God dwell richly in your hearts. Amen.
Amen. Untouchable. Amen. Good morning once again. At this time, we will transition to our worship through giving. And this morning you can give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, and the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through the U.S. Mail Service system, just send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139, and to give through our website, just go to www.taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. For those of us who are gathered together in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets by the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offering, and the other for our pastor. Maybe be a blessing to him and his home as he gets the word out. And as always, we thank you for your continued support. And at this time, I will turn the service over to Sister Anita Butler, and she will come to you with the church's announcements. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Thank you, Lord. The announcements today. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. In response to the City of Philadelphia's most recent restrictions on religious services, we are now limited to 16 people in the sanctuary and 20 people on the third floor overflow area. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind so you can plan your transportation accordingly. Pastor Ford is asking for help to reopening the Tide Center. He's asking that everyone give $100 or more this month in Turning the Tides. You can give online at www.turningthetides.com, donate, and click on the yellow donate button. Or you can mail your check or money order to Turning the Tides, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. For those attending Sunday services, you can place your check or money order or cash in an offering envelope and note that it's for Turning the Tides. The pastor, staff, and volunteers of Turning the Tides, thank you for your continued support of our Community Technology Center. April 14th, Community Job Fair, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., the Hospital of University of Penn, Cedar Avenue Atrium, 54th Street and Cedar Avenue. Register online, PennMedicine.org, Cedar 54 Jobs, or call 215-615-8074. Pre-registration is required. April 16th, the Marriage Ministry and Movie Conversation at 7 p.m. RSVP back to Sister Marcy Abrams. April 30th, YLE Family Game Night at 7:30. So that will be all our announcements for today. Y'all have a wonderful week, and remember, God loves us all.
God bless you, Taylor. Sister Anita, thanks so much for those announcements. We do ask that you would give heed and pay attention to what has been shared with you. Again, I just want to come behind what we're asking you to do for Turning the Tide. We all know what we are doing this year, the project that we have right behind us at 6048 Osage. And I want to say in it, as related to that, thank you for your giving. Thank you for your giving. We're not there yet, but your giving has been significant, and we appreciate it. But I'm just asking for this one month. Every April is when we do our annual fundraiser for Turning the Tide. And last year, because of the pandemic, we did not do it. Obviously, there were so many changes happening, and so many people were being affected, not only in their health, but also financially. And so the board decided let's not make our plea at that time, and so we did not. But here we are a year later. The economy is reopening, and I'm really, really getting tired of Sister Rose calling me and telling me how many people keep calling her. When is the Tide Center open? And so we realized that it's time. But to do that, we need your help to get our Tide Center open, to help us pivot. And help us bring a new focus and a direction to the Tide Center, more applicable for the times that we live in. So if you can, at least give $100. If you can do more, give $100 for this year, $100 for last year. We would greatly appreciate it because the work is already underway in terms of getting our center open. Amen. And so I'm just going to thank you in advance for your support in that regard. And obviously, once we're past April, we'll be right back to raising funds for our building project. Amen? God bless you. Can somebody give me a time check? What time is it? Anybody have a good time? I can't see that clock back there. 10:51? So when Lillian preached, we ended at 10:47. Just do a time check.
To all the pastor haters out there, he always over. He is always 11:10, 11:05, 10:51. Shall we all stand and be dismissed? They can't yell at me now, Aaron. No, I got it done. And I'm taking that extra 9 minutes next Sunday, because I'm gonna work it out next Sunday. Now that I got my normal 35 plus 9, we're gonna have church next Sunday. If I was you, I'd come next Sunday. I'd come. Now unto him that is able to keep us and present us faultless before the Father and the heavenly hosts that are there. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what we have heard. Thank you for what we felt in our spirit. Now give us courage and strength to get the word out, to tell the world what the Savior has done. Bless us. Stand by us. Go forward. Fight for us. Stand up strong in the believer. Everywhere is my prayer. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Taylor Nation. Be good. Be safe. The Lord love you.